All right, 7:06 on this Tuesday, June 9th. Going to be a hot day. Just get ready. Do want to say thanks again to all the folks at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame yesterday. Stephen Riffle is the new executive director. Of course, Terry Connor Johnson, Roger's been there forever. Do want to thank Ron Smith, president of Curtis Stout, and Roland Pennington, our buddy, and Matt Pennington, his nephew, and Andy McMahon, who's also with Curtis Stout, for hanging out with me. They had to put up with my ugly golfing yesterday. They all could hit it, Roger. They could smash it and play great golf. Good group of guys. I just enjoy the fellowship. Yeah. Chris Walker, our buddy from Finch Brokers, was with us too. And just a good group of guys helping out the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Yep. So here in studio with us, we've been looking forward to this for a while. Gary Petras is here with us. Dr. Gary Petras, who is a double board certified plastic surgeon, facial plastic surgeon. And he's got a center called the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, morning, David. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, Roger's playing Hair from the play. Wouldn't that come out in the 70s?
Sure.
Yeah.
You'll be hairy. Just give it a few months.
So you got a great story before we get into Roger's hair is that you grew up in Carlisle and you grew up in a farm family with soybean and rice.
Yes, sir.
I went to Carlisle High School.
Yes, sir.
Right? And then ended up going to UAMS. Where'd you go to your undergrad degree? Where'd you go
there? University of Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah. So we were up there together.
Yeah, we were there together.
Obviously, your career turned out much better than mine.
No.
As a doctor.
No.
Yes.
You got a good one, I think.
Yeah. And but, so, came out of school and then went to UAMS.
Yes, sir. And I went to med school, then I went to residency also at UAMS in ear, nose, and throat, otolaryngology, head and neck surgery. And then I went back to school about 10 years later to University of California for plastic surgery.
Gotcha.
To get a facial plastic surgery training. I want to go outside of Arkansas just because everything I'd learned
was in Arkansas.
Was in Arkansas. Yeah. I want to get a perspective in a place that does a lot of plastic surgery.
Sure, you bet. Which they are the king, I would imagine, for all the states. And so how long have you been with this practice? And you were at St. Vincent's, now you're in North Little Rock, right?
Yeah. We moved during COVID. We're on John F. Kennedy, JFK Boulevard.
Yeah.
4137 JFK. My friend owns a building there that was an older doctor's building, and we've taken over the bottom floor and we've got it fixed up. It's real nice. And
got to make an observation, Roger, of Dr. Petras. He's got good hair. Did you have a hair transplant?
Yeah, I haven't had a hair transplant, but I got the keys to the candy store. So I can do like laser, all kind of stuff.
Well, so you do it all. That's right. You do it all. Has hair transplant become a big thing? Is it always been a
huge
thing?
It's become a much bigger thing. I think a lot of the publicity from, you know, a lot of folks going out of the country
They're doing that. But I feel much better about this being done here. When Roger told me he was doing this with you and doing it here, I felt much better than hopping a plane going somewhere to another country.
Yeah, I mean, people do it because it's a little bit less expensive. But it's not really, you know, what do you do if you have a problem? When they fly you home the next day, then if you have an infection next week, what are you going to do, you know?
And we were talking, we'd heard that Burt Reynolds had this done in Hot Springs 50 years ago before he died. And we were talking about, I was talking yesterday with a friend, and how painful it probably used to be compared to the technology you have now to do this. Like, and we'll get to Roger here in just a sec. But I imagine the technology is so much better than what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, even 5 years ago. Yeah. It's really advancing a lot. The punches are smaller. We can, you know, basically we do most of the surgeries with FUE, which means follicular unit extraction.
Whoa.
So instead of making an incision in somebody and giving them a scar, you know, LeBron James famously had this bad hair transplant scar.
Oh, did he?
In the back of his head, yeah.
Didn't know
if he
that.
Looks at some
I
of his old.
I didn't know that either.
We knew about all the hair issues that he had.
He's had hair issues,
Or the hairline.
He had a hair.
Didn't know that.
I mean, word on the street is he's had all this front
stuff. Work.
Yeah, well, he had one of the older techniques. I'd heard that he went to Europe, but I don't know the details for sure. But I know that he had a lot of problems with a scar, and that's just an example. If you look closely at athletes, you will see some scars in the back of their head from the old technique.
Ah. All right, so if you just joined the show, Dr. Gary Petras is here, and Roger. I forget what date it was, but. Roger, talk with you about the opportunity of doing this. When you first, is Roger the average age of the person you see about hair transplants? Or no?
He's a common age. We see people of all ages. We're seeing more and more young kids too.
Okay.
Young folks.
Roger said young guys walk up to him in their late 20s.
All over.
Yeah.
And saying this.
Yeah. Well, they're very, aware of what's happening. They're connected to social media. Everybody's looking at everything. So they know what's up, you know, what's out there. So
yeah.
They don't want to wait. You know, the thing with the younger folks, even with Botox and the other things we do, they want to prevent stuff. They don't wait till they have a problem and then address it. If they first see it coming on, they jump on it, a lot of them.
When you see a guy like Roger come in, do you guarantee, hey, I can help you? Is it a 50-50 deal? Or when you have a patient like Roger, what do you say?
Well, no, I mean, the hair comes, if you the only thing, you have to have enough hair in the back of your head to donate some
of
it. That's
the key. Okay.
But even if you don't have just a little bit, we can do a tiny hair transplant in the front to give a good hairline. And then you could do something else in the back, like a tattoo.
So you feel good about it. You feel good, yeah. You know, when you look at a guy like Roger. Roger, we can help you.
You're right. Oh, definitely. Yeah. He was worried that he didn't have enough donor hair.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, we're looking at ways to, like, clone hair and draw blood.
What about a donor, a hair donor? I could do that.
You could donate.
I was there for Roger in case.
Could he have done that? Does the DNA and all that not?
If he fell short his hair count, I am there. I'm giving my hair for him.
Thank you.
So you did his, and what did you think of the process, and how did it go?
It went great. Roger was an awesome patient. He followed everything to the T. He has been right on point with all of his post-op things. You know, but some of it, you have to take care of it afterwards. The first few days, you just don't want to bump your head because you can knock grafts out.
How many total grafts did you do on his head?
3,600.
It was like over 3,000.
So you actually,
and the most you've ever done was 4.
Yeah, 4,000 is kind of the maximum in the U.S.
Does that mean, for those who are listening, you're actually making a insertion 3,000, between 3,000 and 4,000 times?
Yes.
And it took all day.
These are long. These are 12-hour surgeries. They're in the office, though. They're local.
Yeah, right. This is cool.
Yeah.
It's outpatient.
It's chill,
which is pretty amazing.
Well, that's the incredible part. He said he did 36. I think it was 36 is the number. Anyway, it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I know the 4,000 was the most you've ever done. And the reason you only gave me 36 was because, for safety reasons. So, I mean, you're very aware of what that's going on.
Right. Because
my head was swelling, all those things. And we've had many a conversation. My passport picture is a week after the hair transplant, so I look like an appliance light bulb. But I was telling you about that. But that's okay. So when they look at my passport, and then I have to look in, because we went to Mexico a week or so ago, and now they've got the new face ID type thing. They could tell it was my eyes and that sort of thing on that sort of thing, because my head was different.
How long does it take for Roger, for him to accomplish his goal with this? How long?
Well, that's the hard thing with hair transplant. It takes a year to get your
It takes a full year.
A full year.
Hair will fall out, come back?
It can. Sometimes the hair that we put in will fall. All of it can fall out. Sometimes about 3 months, which is where Roger is now.
It could fall out.
Yeah, well, it'll look, I call it the low point, is 3 months. But then when you get close to 6 months, you really start seeing the hair grow back in.
Okay.
So everything comes back. It's temporary hair.
Well, Chrissy over at Sport Clips, who cuts my hair, she's been cutting it for a decade. She noticed. She's the one that said, Roger, you don't have an issue. This was before I even knew you died. You don't have an issue. Everything's fine. But she's honest, and I love her. She's a wonderful person. She said, but yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It's getting thin back there. And we all knew that, thanks to the Walmart check stand cameras. That's how I knew. But since I've gone back, when you allowed me to get a haircut, because I had to get the stuff on my side, you know, done, because that was already still there, she went, but she goes, I noticed it. And she's documented. So I went back a second time already to get the top of it done. And she said, I can see it. I can see some stuff there. But again, to your point, it can still fall out some, but the roots are still there.
A couple things, too. We're visiting with Dr. Gary Petras. Some have asked if you're related to Mitch Petras.
Right.
Which you are, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
Yeah, and the late Mitch Petras, who's a Razorback, great guy.
He was.
So with a guy like Roger, do you try to, any patient, to give them realistic expectations, like, Roger, this is where I think we can go with this? Do you go, hey, there's a chance this might not go as well? I mean, how do you explain to a patient what can happen?
Well, with plastic surgery and cosmetic in particular, we want to get it. We want to get our patient and us on the same page with what to expect and what
true
what's not possible. But hair transplant, you know, it's your own material, it's your own tissue, you're not going to reject it.
So that's a positive.
It works like every time.
So you sound very confident that anybody you work with, you're going to get some type of result.
You're right.
Now,
that confidence paid off on me to the point of no rejection and following all the rules, like with Sanders Ground Essentials. I do my part. You know, I've got to water. They just can't come out there and do that. So I've got to do all that stuff. Yeah. So with what he's told me to do, he's given me options of things that I can do to add to it, which is a couple of pills that you can tell me about, or medications that I could do. Also, the infrared lighting that goes
laser,
on. But I had to follow the rules, staying out of the sun. Don't wear a hat. Don't wash your hair till here. Do this and do all
it's
those
not,
things.
I mean, you have to follow the rules to be able to be successful.
Well, yeah. And it's not a cheap thing, as we were saying. So
right.
I wanted to make sure.
It's an investment.
Absolutely. So I wanted to make sure I was the perfect patient so that it would pay off and have the right results and not go, you know, Roger, it didn't work for you. It's not going to work for me. But that's not true.
No, you did a great job. And that's it. You know, if patients follow the rules, even kind of halfway, they'll usually do great. The main thing you have to do the first week, you have to be super careful not to bump your head and knock a bunch of grafts out or something like that. It takes about 3 or 4 days for them to really get in there and take. So if you can make it through that first 3 days, I would say.
Yeah.
And you can wear a baseball cap after that.
Do most people, people are saying from a financial standpoint, this is not cheap to do.
No, it's not.
It's not cheap to do. No. Most people have to come in with their own financing or own money to do this.
Yeah, insurance, you know, doesn't cover it except in rare cases.
Right.
We have financing plans, of course.
Okay.
With Cherry, Care Credit, all those kinds of things. You know, credit cards. And some patients just pay things out, too. Yeah. But
some people pay before so they can get it done before they come in.
Yeah, make installments and stuff. Yeah. But it's something that's permanent. You're investing in something that's not, it'll be there your whole life, this hair.
Do you have pictures like on your wall to go, you know, this is Roger Scott.
He's all been here.
He's been here.
Listen,
I want to wait till he gets his final result.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course, you know, you have AI, and Roger looks like Fabio with his hair.
So anonymity is part of I always thought because the office is back there in the back of JFK, way back there, facing the other way.
It is kind of a secluded location.
It is. So for people that come in and get a hair transplant, it's not just for guys. Women can get it done as well, but you also do other things as well, plastic surgery and things like that.
By the way, too, I just want to make sure, because somebody said they wanted to make sure and look at Roger's. Are we on Facebook, Christian?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure that, because somebody just said, how come you're not on Facebook? Just want to make sure that we're good.
And
I don't see us on there right now, but that could be
wrong.
Let me see.
And, Doc, the people that come in, now, I have been open about it since I'm doing it on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, of course. No, of course. That's part of the deal. But at least I think it's part of the deal, because I'm not hiding it. Yeah. I'm endorsing it. You know, I mean, I can't endorse a restaurant or something if I'm not actually using it. You lose all credibility. So we're doing it this way. Now, some people don't want anybody to know about it, and they come in and they go, and I'll never divulge people that I've seen.
I would say most
in.
People are like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
even their wife. Some guys will come in, their wife's out of town. They're like, well, she'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, right. You've told me that, David. I mean, people will come in there. Maybe a wife is on a business trip or whatever. You go in there and get some done. Now, we know that, and I know DJ Williams, who used to be here on The Zone and all that, he's had one done up north or whatever, but you know what? He had a second one done, and this is he's posted these things, so I feel comfortable in saying this. I didn't know he had one prior to being here.
Yeah,
but he said at that time it was done by robots and things like that.
Yeah, there are two robots out there. One in the U.S., one made in I think China or Korea. But the thing is, the technology is cool, and I've trained with the artist robot here, but it's just not very, you know. For us that work with lots of people, I've done about 3,000 of these surgeries.
You got 3,000 hair replacements.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Mostly all men, or has it been?
It's about, I would say, 80% men, 20%. Okay. No, probably 85-15.
Okay.
So a small number of women get it done, too, for certain reasons. But and they lose hair with hormones just like we do.
Yeah.
You know, women have testosterone, men have a little estrogen. We all have both all these hormones in us, you know.
Sure, right.
And so... We see that is majority men, though, for sure.
And, of course, you do other procedures, too.
I do. I do, like, facial plastic. So, I did, like, last week I did a facelift, neck lift, and eyelids on a patient. And
sure.
She's going to look fabulous. And rhinoplasty. With my ear, nose, and throat background, I have... That's a sweet spot for me.
Is that majority of your business versus the hair transplant?
No, hair is number one by volume because it's popular right now.
Yeah,
People love it. And I staff this clinic in Minneapolis, too. So if people look me up online, they'll see some stuff in Minnesota.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And so once a month, for 14 years, once a month, wow. The last week of the month, wow. I've been going to Minneapolis almost every month.
What was that connection? What was that about?
Well, the technicians that helped me here also helped them there.
Okay.
And like in 2012, I was... their doctor up there got prostate cancer, basically. And so he had to suddenly pull out. And I had just moved to St. Vincent's at that point at the Blandford building. And so we thought, we just stepped in there to help out. And I thought I'd be there 6 months. Now it's 14 years
later.
How
about that? Well, the name, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Dr. Gary Petras. The center is called the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. So not easy for us to say.
But
Roger's been a good sport. It hasn't been easy. You got to go through some tough times at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because your head's numb. Matter of fact, let me read a couple comments from listeners. Yeah. Someone says, can you do a transplant for facial hair?
Yeah, beards, mustaches, eyebrows. Yep.
Someone says, can you extract hair from my nose and ears since that's the only place it grows now?
Sure, we could.
Randall says, my head is so big, it would be a record and require 5,000 insertions.
Well, you can break it down. And if you do have a lot of hair loss, if you have enough donor hair, you can break it down into two sessions. You do the front one time and the back the next time or something like that.
Some have asked, what does this cost? For this, doing this, is it an 8 to 15 kind of thousand kind of deal? Is it somewhere in that range?
Yeah, something in that range, depending on the number of grafts. What we found is that doing these higher graft counts give people better results. They're happier. You know, when I first started in 2005 doing these in my plastic surgery training, 500 grafts was like the big case, and if we did 800 or 1,000, it was like a huge deal. So we've just gone. Now we're doing so many more grafts, and people get better results. Back in the old days, they used to have to do a whole bunch of they do like 4 or 5 hair transplants, a couple years apart or a year apart. So
this is an interesting question from the 501. Is there a point of no return where surgery is simply not an option? Asking for a friend, wink, wink. So
yeah,
can you look at you just go, man, I just can't help you?
Yeah, there's case if you have not enough donor hair
that's it.
Then, like I said, in those cases, sometimes we can offer other things. There are some brand new things like exosomes. And which is sort of like stem cell, comes from placenta and umbilical cord that is donated. You can inject to see if you can revive any follicles in the scalp.
You could always go, okay, Doc, since you said the hair's not going to work, I'm going to go Michael Jordan, and then you can do a facelift to tighten me up. You can do that. Well, what a fascinating deal. I think, like I said, it's been a great situation for Roger to go through this because I find it fascinating that young guys are coming up to you, Roger, and going,
100%.
I'm only 28 and I'm already, it's hereditary.
Right.
Obviously, I'm losing my hair and I'd like to have some hair by the time I'm in my 30s.
And not go to Turkey.
I'd be scared to death to go to Turkey.
For a lot of cases that I've seen from Turkey, it's one style the hairline's down by the eyebrows. And
go ahead. You're right. Yeah, there's a lot of templates there that, let's draw a semicircle type thing.
And that's what you did. I mean, you did that to my hair. And there's other parts that, the other part is a very valid point. And I don't know if somebody goes to California because some of your staff, your special staff, some live that way, some in Minnesota, some in Texas, whatever. But y'all converge when you do this together because you trust that staff. You've been working together for all that long. But it can be done right here. You don't have to go out that way because I can call you and talk to you all the time, almost to the point to where you wanted to change your phone number.
No.
For me to do all that stuff.
No.
But the other part of it, Baz, is if you go to Turkey, you do all those things too. Like he said, who are you going to talk to? Maybe their phone's disconnected.
I would not.
In an area that maybe there might be some problem.
Yeah.
But
to know he's an Arkansan too, that's even better here locally.
Now I'm born and raised here my whole life.
Yeah, they know where to find you.
They know where to find me. They asked me to stay in California, offered me a job, but I want to take care of my mom and my dad passed away. I just want to watch after the family.
That's wonderful.
Couple things before we let you go. Some more questions. Are there health benefits or is it strictly vanity? That's one person that says that. And what about alopecia?
Health benefits mainly protects against sunburns on your scalp and stuff.
Sure.
So there are some health benefits, most of it's about appearance and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. What about the alopecia? Is that
when alopecia just means hair loss, I think what they're probably talking about is some of the rare alopecia conditions like scarring alopecias. And those, some of those you can do a hair transplant, some you can't. And we'll have to sometimes do a biopsy to determine that.
Sure.
So. And, Doc, I think it's important to let everyone know, first of all, how important Kim Rogers is. You'll be able to mention Kim. She's fantastic.
Oh, she's awesome.
She greets me in there. the other part of it is that people need to make an appointment. Let you come look. Now, when you decided to do this at our radio station, you were looking for a candidate of some kind.
Right.
You were able to tell over the phone a picture of mine. I think Hope either took a video or a picture, and you were able to see that. People need to come by and let you see what they have for that bag. Because what you said was, it's like taking shrubs in the backyard, which was the back of my head, and planting them in the front yard. And it doesn't just happen immediately. It takes a couple of cycles before the roots of that plant in the back take hold in the front yard. Right. So that's why it could be 6 months before things are really there. And in a year, it's done. If it's going to be there, it's going to be there. That's important to, on that part. And there are medications that people can take, youngsters can take, if they start noticing a little difference in their hair. They can start noticing, and what is that? Those two things.
Well, the
transplant and the roots and all.
Yeah, the transplant, moving the hair from the back to the front is kind of what we're doing, basically. Like I say, in the future, we might have stem cells and actually clone hair or something. But right now, we're just borrowing it from the back. You can also borrow it from the chest.
People are asking back hair or chest hair.
You can. We have a case coming up with the
a lot of hair chest, huh?
RJ,
back hair.
This fellow has a carpet on his chest.
Wow. But he doesn't have it on his head.
No, and he went to Miami. This is a real patient. Okay. I can't say his name, of course, but he went to Miami and got a botched hair transplant.
Oh,
and
no.
So I'm going to fix it for him.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
terrible is that? First of all, to go to get help and then to have it not done well.
Right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was
horrendous.
It's in the wrong place. It's just too bad. Yeah.
And the medications, Doc, for those who are just noticing.
Yeah, finasteride and minoxidil are the keys that we've had for 40 years. We have combinations of those now that are very helpful. There are vitamin alternatives. That's what Nutrafol is, and some of those things that those do also have the similar effects. They're using herbs like saw palmetto and other herbs to replace the finasteride.
Well, you've just got to have those people come to your office.
Yeah, there's tons of things we have to offer now. PRP, we have laser, we have exosomes. We have a laser cap that's brand new that works great at home. So
The best place that you can do this, if you don't remember the numbers, just is drpetrus.com is right.
That's drpetrus.com.
Drpetrus.com, or they can find you on Facebook, I'm sure. Or just Google Dr. Petrus, facial plastic surgery, hair transplant, and they can find you.
Yeah. And like I say, we're in North Little Rock, and once a month I'm in Minneapolis, so don't let that throw you off. It just lets me bring that big city experience home too.
Well, you knew that when you took a guy like Roger. I mean, that's a lot of people are watching. So you got the pressure.
Well,
it is
pressure on me, but I enjoy it, and I just appreciate Roger doing this and being upfront and telling everybody.
He had a good idea.
He's got guts for that.
Yeah, well, we're good there. Yeah. And when we took the halftime break, lunch break. He ordered Corky's in for me. So we ordered Corky's and had Corky's coming in.
I love
so that
Corky's.
Made it even better.
Well, Dr. Petrus, thanks so much. Right. Yeah, continued success with Roger.
Keep it growing, baby.
Keep it growing.
Keep it growing.
All right, we'll come back. And we'll talk to a guy who has no problem with his hair.
Jeez, no.
John Daly with a beard like Santa and going on the top. So lucky devil. Don't go away, 7:30. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate
thanks for having me on.